there's a word from the Master, from our Lord this morning. Coming from Luke, the 6th chapter, verses 20 through 31. As recorded according to the New Revised Standard Version, updated edition, you will find these words. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is how their ancestors treated the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is how their ancestors treated the false prophets. But I say to you who are listening, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. For anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who asks of you, and if anyone takes away what is yours, do not ask for it back again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." As we know these words ever so often, ever so clearly, we probably repeat them verse for verse, especially that treat others the way you want to be treated. We know this passage of text to be the passage of blessings and woes, right? Blessing and woes. Blessed for those who are going through right now, and woe for those who are celebrating right now. But I had to find myself as I was listening to, as I was reading this passage, I found myself drawn to the last part of the text. Verses 27 to 31. My Bible entitles this, "Behaving as God's Children." And I know for our women's Bible study, we just discussed that on Thursday. What makes us God's children? Who are God's children? So I had to commune with God, and the one thing that came out of this passage of text was, now hear this. Because you realize he talked to him about blessing and woes, but he then says, "But I say to you who are listening." So now hear this. He needs you to listen. Love your enemies. Let us pray. Father, again, I stand before you in an empty pitcher, before a full fountain. Again, I ask that you would fill this pitcher. More than that, I ask that you would allow this pitcher to overflow. Allow the message of love your enemies to find its way out into those whom you've given an ear to hear you, Father. Allow this message of love your enemy to find its way out into those you've given a heart to receive. Allow this message of loving your enemies to find its way out into those you've given a will to do. So now, Father, again, it's time that you would Touch these lips and this voice. Allow them to be yours so that only you are heard. And hide this body that only you are seen and not I. Help us understand what it means to love our enemies. In Jesus' name. Amen. This passage of text is one that we struggle with on a regular basis, isn't it? We understand the blessings and woes. We understand what it means that if we're poor, that the kingdom of God will be ours. We understand that even though some of us may be hungry right now, that we will be filled, and that if we're weeping in time, there will be joy. We kind of struggle with being reviled and hated because we follow the Son of God, but we understand that there will be rejoicing and leaping, for our reward is great in heaven. But then we begin to struggle, don't we? We struggle with the woe who are rich because there is a desire in all of us to be well-to-do. Not struggling as some of us are going through as we look at struggle. We want to be able to reach in our pocket and not pull out limp. We want to be able to go places and not worry what the cost is going to be. We want to be able to do the things we want to do when we want to do them. Right? We grew up in a time where it says you work hard, you save your money, that when you become a certain age, stage, you can enjoy yourself. But Christ, as we look at this passage of text, I needed to understand the context, where he was coming from. And I had to find out that Jesus was giving this message on the plain. He wasn't in the mountain like the message that he did in Matthew. He was on the plains. He was on a level playing field with everyone else. A place that says, you and I are the same. We're equal. We're all going through this. We're going through a time where society is a large number of poor people. Society is a large number of people who are hungry. Society consists of a large number of people who are on the margins. Sounds like anything, you know? Kind of feels like where we are today, doesn't it? People are hungry, as benefits are being cut. People are poor as the rich get richer. People find themselves on the fringes of society as they're looked at as outcasts. There's conflict going on because Jesus is challenging the scribes and the Pharisees. He is creating a tension, are creating a context of opposition and tension. He's also in this sermon trying to get the people to see that even though what is going on right now seems bleak, that when heaven comes, their new life will be full of joy. Christ is teaching them in a new fashion to look beyond what they're going through to see what can be. So despite the blessing and woes that we know so well, he uses these words. But I say to you who are willing to hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you. Can we understand that? Just those things right there alone. Do good, love, bless. That when someone treats you wrong, we go by that golden rule, right? Do to others as you would have them do unto you. Isn't that what we live by? And then somebody goes and slaps you on the right cheek. What's your natural response? Come on, come on. Y'all can talk to me. You want to slap them back, right? Be honest. If someone cuts you off as you're driving, the natural response is to flip them the finger. Oh, it's just me. Okay. But we grow up with, you treat somebody the way you want to be treated. If they treat you wrong in the beginning, then your response is retaliation. See? I like that honesty. But Jesus is trying to get us to understand there is a new way of treating other folks. If somebody mistreats you, you do not get them back. The only way to get them back is to love them even more. And I struggle with that on a regular. My phone rings and I look at it and I just cringe. And I shouldn't. It's not that I don't love them, but I know I am still a work in progress. And I want to be known as a child of God. So I don't want to get out of character. I see Miss Agnes is laughing. I don't want to be taken out of character. Do you know what I mean? So I have to pray hard. I have to love hard. I have to bless a little hard. I have to continually forgive. Forgiveness is a good word, right? We can work with forgiveness. Even when they mistreat us, we have to learn to forgive. Let go and let God is what we say. But it's hard when somebody is doing you wrong and your response is to love them. See, people take that as a sign of weakness, don't they? They don't know how hard it is for you not to lay hands on them. I'm only doing what was done to me, right? If you treat me bad, I should be able to treat you back the same way. However, when we were growing up, if they treat you wrong, you treat them a little worse than they treated you. That way they don't treat you wrong anymore. I'm just saying. If I'm telling a fib, somebody let me know. But this is how we were brought up. Christ is trying to get us to understand that there's something more than retaliation. You heap mounds of coals upon the heads of your enemies by loving them. If they hurt you, you don't hurt them back. You find a way of loving them. Let them wallow in their own misdoings, but don't get down there with them. Now, we speak about making disciples, meeting people where they are, but when someone does you wrong, you got to take the high road. That's not who we are, right? It's not. We were growing up, you take the high road, you were called all kind of names. Nobody wanted to be called a name. Work with these. But God said that's not how you do it. If somebody slaps you on the right cheek, you offer the left. Do we really understand what that means? We think that if they hit you the first time and we turn and give them the left cheek, that they won't hit you on the left. That's just foolishness. If they were willing to hit you on the right cheek the first time, you know they're going to hit you on the left one if you give it to them. What it means is that if they strike you, you do everything in your power not to hit them back. You do not give or you do not give anger for anger. You do everything in moderation and you do it in love. Okay, so we're finding that what's going on in the world today It's nothing new. It's been going on before. We're just now being more affected by it because we were used to something a little different. Now that the tables are turning and we're seeing some things, we're now not as loving as we used to be. So what we've got to do in this congregation, in this body, is learn to love a little more. If they talk about you, let them talk. If they mistreat you, let them mistreat you. But your job is not to retaliate in any fashion. And if you do retaliate, you do it with love. You know, treat them like your parents treated you. This is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. I'm doing this because I love you. I'm sorry. See, the pastor's just leading his flock astray. Honestly, we find that the scribes and the Pharisees were leading people down the wrong path, and because Jesus was speaking up about what was wrong and what was going on, there was conflict. We see the same thing today, don't we? We know that there are some things that are going astray, that are going wrong in society, and when we try to speak up about it, folks are getting slapped down. It does not mean that we cannot act out of anger. We must act out of love and act out of truth. If someone does wrong to you, you still love them. If someone speaks bad about you, you still love them. And here's the worst part about it. Christ says, if you love those who love you, I've gone too far. He says, here we go. If someone takes your coat, say what? Give them your shirt as well. If someone asks you for something, he says, give to everyone who asks and don't demand anything back from someone who takes from you. Isn't that hard to do? If your enemy snatches your coat from you, he says, offer a shirt to them as well. If someone needs something, give it to them, but do not ask for anything in return. Have you ever noticed how those who treat you bad somehow find a way of coming back to you and needing something? You never had that, David? It never fails. If somebody has mistreated you, somewhere along the lines, they're going to circle back around and they're going to need something from you. Christ says, even though in the back of your mind you're holding on to the wrong that they did to you, you still take care of them. That's the phase where I'm struggling with right now. I'm struggling with those that have done wrong, that have mistreated, coming back around and needing. I keep telling you, I'm a work in progress. I am. I haven't gotten there fully, but I'm on my way. I hold on to this last verse that he says, treat people in the same way that you want them to treat you. Now, I know we struggle with that again because we have all gone through something. Someone has done something to us as treated us in a way that is not godly, that is not loving. But he reminds us, we have to take the high road. We have to set the example. We have to not do evil for evil. We must break the cycle, break the pattern, and love everybody. Understand, not everybody's going to love you back. Not everybody's going to like you. Not everybody's going to give you the warm and fuzzy, but no matter what is done to you, you return it with love. You return it in prayer. You return it in blessings. You allow God to fight that battle for you. Can we do that? I know, I keep telling you, I'm a work in progress. If you're like me, it's going to take a little time. I'm not fully there. I'm getting there. I'm just not there yet. And I understand it's hard. Some of us got some scars that go way back. Way back. But remember, do everything in love. Remember a while back when I gave out honey? Y'all got the honey? Remember I said, let it be sweet on your lips so that the words you use to your enemies is sweet? This is kind of the same thing. No matter how they treat you, allow your words, your actions to be sweet. Love your enemies. Treat those that mistreat you with love. Treat anybody and everybody the way you want to be treated, regardless of how they treat you. I didn't say it, but that's what Christ says. Now hear this. No matter how somebody treats you, love them the way I love you. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.